Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. This is your host, Leslie Ann Quillen, certified personal trainer, fat loss nutrition coach, and founder of Real Fitness Training. In today's episode, you're going to meet our client, Tara, who we had the absolute joy of working with last April. She did our April Fat Loss Lifestyle School program. We worked together for 4 weeks. And not only was she an amazing client during the program, but she continued after the program on her own and had some life-changing, transformational results that we're going to share in today's episode. So you're going to meet Tara, you're going to learn a little bit about her background, and she shares everything in this episode. She's going to talk about her obstacles, her favorite parts of the journey, her mindset, and how she did it. Losing 100 pounds is no small feat. Tara, you are an amazing woman, and I know you're an example to so many, and you're going to inspire so many people in this episode. Let's get to the point.
So my name is Tara. I am 49 years old. I live in Virginia. I am a medical coder, so I read lovely charts all day, some good, some bad. And I am a love nature, love being outside. So walking comes fairly easy for me. I enjoy the weather. Pretty basic, straightforward person.
All right. You're our kind of person. We're straightforward people too. That's why we get along. So Tara, we met exactly a year ago. You worked with us last April 2022 in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And we've stayed in touch over the year on social media. You comment on our stuff. We chat back and forth every now and then. So I knew you had been like killing it, still making progress, still doing what you're doing, still carrying on from the program, all the good habits that you started. But I would love to know, before we met and started talking, started working together, like, what were you doing and kind of what initially drew you to the program to where you signed up and wanted to do it?
That's a good question. I kind of made a promise to myself. I was going to be coming up on 50, and it was just important to change my lifestyle. I was always trying to, walking was easy, but I never had like a program. I would just kind of try to cut carbs or cut sugar, and it would go for a month, and you just kind of like, okay, just go back in old habits.
Of course.
I need a very straightforward, simple, hold my hand in the beginning. I didn't want to track anything. I just needed to have everything in front of me so I could just run with it. So that's what drew me to the Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And I just kind of took it from that point forward. It was the best program ever, worth every single penny.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you make it sound like you had done other programs before, like you'd been trying other things in the past. Just, were you kind of randomly doing that on your own, or had you done other diet programs, both?
I was pretty much doing everything on my own, just kind of, listen to the doctors and, more protein, fiber, okay. And then you would try, and then, just didn't work or stick with me.
Yeah. Do you think, I don't know, maybe that's good advice, but like, if they didn't give you a plan and it wasn't really specific, then it's not very helpful, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. Once you did start the program, what initially were like the biggest changes for you, or was it already pretty close to what you were doing? And we were just like the ones to kind of put all the pieces together.
So it definitely was putting the pieces together. It simplified everything.
Oh, wow.
Because, they always tell you, the doctors, hey, use apps, do this, track this. And I'm sorry, but my brain goes all over the place.
Same.
Just, give me that guide. Mm-hmm. And that's what helped me. You guys were just really straightforward, to the point. You held the hand, walked through all the meal ideas, plans, starter recipes. And then kind of this little light bulb goes off. Mm. Like, this is easy. This is easy to follow. I can maintain this. This is what I needed the entire time.
Wow. How long did it take you to feel like that? Was it pretty early on, or was it towards the end? Or do you remember kind of when you felt like that?
I would say probably week two.
Yeah. Interesting.
Right at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause what we do for anybody that is new and doesn't know this, for the first, well, it used to be a 4-week program. Now it's 6, but you know, for the first 2 to 3 weeks of the program, we're literally going with you meal by meal and kind of teaching you, you know, here's how much protein you need, here's how to figure out the amount of carbs, the amount of fat. So you're really learning like how to build meals that fuel you, not leave you starving and give you sugar cravings and leave you tanking with no energy. So it's actually, it's so cool that that clicked for you that fast. And that's what I think people, I wish more people understood, was that, yeah, these habits might take a while to kind of solidify and, you know, make them long-term things, but you're going to start feeling better pretty fast. Cause like once you start getting the right amounts of protein and food and, you know, your body responds really quick. And then, like you said, then it's that light bulb moment. It's like, oh, well, this is what I've been missing. Well, this isn't hard at all because I'm not hungry and I'm not obsessed about food, right?
Exactly. The yeah. proper foods and the proper portions. I just couldn't believe it. I was never mm-hmm. hungry. Mm-hmm. I made it through the entire day. I was sleeping well. It was awesome.
I remember when you can tell me if you can relate to this, but I remember when I first started figuring these things out and like working with actual professionals that were teaching me these things, I was this close to thinking I needed to be in some kind of mental institution because I was that obsessed with food all day and like always hungry. And when do I get to eat again? And did I eat too much? And just constantly obsessed. But when you're eating enough, all that shuts off. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is what it's like to not be crazy. This is so cool.
That's exactly what happened. I just couldn't, my mind was blown. I'm like, yeah. I just don't get it.
And it's like, man, I'm so mad that no one showed me this sooner because I've wasted so much time Absolutely. And mental energy just stressing about all this crap and obsessing over things that like now I'm good. I can go for 4 hours without eating and I feel amazing. It's crazy. I wish we could put this on a megaphone and tell the whole world, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, come on.
So I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the podcast is because you are like the poster child for playing the long game. And I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up, right? Is they think like they're just going to do a program for a few weeks and it's going to magically solve all their problems. And then they can just go back to doing what they were doing before. Or it's this thing that you start, stop, start, and stop. How did you find the continued focus and drive to just keep going for not like a few weeks or months, but you've done this for a year. And like, I can tell by talking to you and in the correspondence that we have, this is like, you're done. You're not going to be sending me a message next week and being like, oh, Leslie, I fell off the wagon. Can you help? Like, you're good. You got it, sister. How'd you get there?
You definitely, yeah. You guys definitely gave me the tools. And it really came down to once you start seeing those results and you start feeling a certain way, I mean, it was just full determination. I was like, I've got this. I could do this.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
You know, and when people on the street, they see me walk around my complex. Uh-huh. And when people approach you that don't even know you and they're complimenting you and telling you keep going because you look awesome, that's what keeps you going. I could keep myself going. There are some days you just don't want to be out there. But when you hear that, it's like, I got this because other people see it.
Yeah. And other people are watching. Like, I don't think people realize that was that, yeah, you're doing this really good thing for yourself, but I'm wondering like how many other people have been watching you, people you might not even know about. They're like lurking and watching you. Like, what is she doing? And like, you're inspiring them. And it has this cool ripple effect, you know?
It does. I hear that often. I mean, you're talking on average, a minimum, at least 12 people. Like just slowly they would come around and sometimes it would catch me off guard a little bit, but it's just awesome. So determination, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is something about knowing that other people are watching you and like cheering you on and they're being inspired by you like that. That's just like a whole nother level of, like you said, like drive and determination. It's fuel.
It is. And a person approached me, I talked to her randomly and she was like, you know, I've been telling people at work about you. I tell them this girl hasn't had any type of surgeries. She's just eating right. She's walking. That's what she's doing. So it's nice to hear that. I said, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
use the right tools and you could do it too.
Nothing crazy. Exactly. Everybody, literally everybody can do this. They just need to come do this with us and then keep going. Exactly. Yeah. So what, you know, it sounds like you probably talk to people about this a lot. People are always coming up to you and asking questions and stuff, but what are some of like the misconceptions and weird, wacky things that people have said to you about like losing weight, about losing a significant amount of weight? Because tell everybody like how much progress you have made in the past year. And then like, what are the things that people have said to you about that?
So I am like a little over, I'm like 101.8 down, something like that. I did take a week off. I did, you know, kind of maintenance and I picked back up. But so really the big thing is being over 40. Well, it's not going to happen. You might lose 5-10 pounds. You know, you're getting close to menopause. You know, don't expect results. Why? I mean, come on. I mean,
the age thing.
The age thing, definitely. So, you know, your hormones are going to get you. You're never going to be able to have sugar again. You're going to have crappy, bland food. I mean, that's not the case. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, not at all.
No. And from like week one or two of Fat Loss Lifestyle School, we're teaching you guys how to implement treat meals. Is that something that you've consistently done over time? Or have you had periods where you're like, oh, I should get more strict? Like, you know, did you ever kind of play those games or have you just been like steady Eddie?
I treat meal every weekend, every Saturday.
Thank you. They're so much fun. Like, why would people drive me crazy with those? Like, I'm just going to not have a treat meal and I'll be really strict and get faster results. It always backfires.
No, you are not taking my treat meals from me. I've had donuts, cake, cookies. I've had pasta, pizza.
Yes.
And I'm still dropping 0.8 to 1.2 to sometimes 2. It just depends on what I have.
Right.
I mean, I'm not giving up that because it's good.
Yeah. Like that's part of life. You know, that gets you like anniversaries and birthday parties and restaurants and vacations and stuff. And I just don't think that's healthy to have to white knuckle your way through those life experiences and feel like you can't do what everyone else is doing. And that's not to say that all the birthday cake out there in the world is worth it. Cause sometimes it just ain't worth it, you know, and we give you the tools to figure that out. But yeah, that's so cool. Like you have not been restrictive or deprived at any point in the past year. That's just so cool.
I have definitely not deprived myself. I mean, ice cream and, you know, little chocolate pieces, you know, it's what keeps you going.
It's
fun. And I have no regrets. It is what it is.
And talk about this, because this is something I think people who haven't had that light bulb moment, like you described, where like you are feeding your body enough of what it needs. So you aren't having cravings. You aren't overeating things that you used to lose control around. They might hear us talking about like, I have pasta, I have ice cream. They're like, yeah, but I could never do that. I don't have as much willpower or self-control or discipline, but your body really does have your back. And when you're feeding it enough, it's not an issue, right? Like you don't have to like stop yourself. Like, okay, Tara, stop eating. Like you just stop.
Exactly. You know, the tools that were provided with the proper nutrition, that fiber, that protein.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm full all the time. Like I don't get cravings like I did in the past when I was eating the bad carbs. So when I get to the point where I am treating myself, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that little sliver or something you share with somebody,
yeah,
that portion size, because you get full a little bit faster.
Yep.
Because of what you're eating. And I've never once had to slap my hand saying, oh my gosh, you overdid it. You need to stop. You need to cut. Never.
Yeah. And did you find too, a lot of people tell us this, like your palate kind of changes and like stuff that you used to lose control around and be like, oh, I just want to eat this, all of it. Suddenly you're like, you have a couple bites and you're like, yeah, I'm good. Like 3 bites, 4 bites. Good.
Oh, absolutely. If I put, I think I purchased one pint of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
It's like a seasonal. I could go in and take a couple of bites.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done.
It's there for 6 months.
Right. It's exactly what happened. I had to throw it away. And then my sisters and I shared a cookie and I'm like, oh my gosh, this cookie is so sweet.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not sweet at all. I said, it's sweet.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm like, okay, I'm done. It's sweet. So the palate definitely changes.
Yeah. I think people don't expect that coming in. They think they're always going to be craving the foods that they're craving now. But once you change the way you're eating and start to clean things up a little bit, your palate completely changes and you start having these weird things where you're like, I would kill for a salad. I am just dying for an omelet. Like, who am I?
Right. And those protein pancakes, love them on Sundays.
Same. It's such a weekend go-to.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I gotta have my feta. I gotta have my Kalamata olives and my salad. And I crave them every day.
Yeah. And I would much rather, I don't know about you, I remember what it felt like to go to IHOP or Denny's and have a stack of pancakes and feel like you needed to pass out on the couch for the rest of the day. You eat our protein pancakes and it's like, all right, I'm going to go, like, let's go take on the day. Let's go do a workout. Let's go do yard work. Let's clean the house. Like, kids, where you want to go?
Absolutely.
You're not slowing down. Yeah.
Shred some carrots in there, some zucchini. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a blank canvas. You can do so many crazy things with the pancakes there. And we're going to hook you guys up with that recipe in the program. Don't worry. Protein pancakes are coming at you. So, like, what do you think is the biggest change, or maybe your favorite change, if you look back at your life pre-fat loss lifestyle school compared to now? Like, what is the coolest thing about it to you?
Oh, my favorite change. I have some kind of little silly ones. You know, when the sun's out and like you walk up to the building and, you know, you see a reflection in the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I look and I'm like, I see my silhouette and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's me. I've done this, you know, and I see my shadow when I'm walking and I can actually look. Before I would like, oh gosh, I'm just not even looking. I can look in a mirror now and see how I'm dressed for the day. Before I would just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, let me go check me out for a second, make sure, you know, everything's in the right place. I look forward to that stuff now. I never did before.
So you were almost kind of like hiding, like you didn't even want to see.
Exactly. I didn't want to see.
Yeah. That we hear that from women a lot. Like they don't want to be in photos. They hide behind people in photos. They don't want to, like, they don't really care what they're wearing. They're just like, ugh, as long as it fits, whatever, you know, it's just,
exactly.
You start to stop caring because you're just not proud of yourself and you just don't feel good in your body anymore.
Exactly.
What do you do now?
I've taken a 180, absolutely 180 clothes. I got to go clean out my closet for like the fourth time, you know, so it's great.
What does your daily routine look like now? Cause now it's a routine. Like you're probably totally on automation, autopilot. You're not even worried about this stuff anymore, right?
Oh, I agree. So everything's engraved in my brain and it's really, it comes down to just the consistency of everything. So my routine is I work, as soon as I get off of work, I'm stretching and I'm getting outside for my walk. I want to get my walk out of the way. I want to get my dinner in. I do all my meal preps. I still measure everything because I know the fat and the starch can creep up if you don't.
Or down. And then that creates problems too. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So food prep has always been a big game changer. It saves so much time. Grocery shopping is so much easier than before.
Yeah.
I get the same thing every week. It's so easy. Nothing goes bad. I clean out the fridge in a week. So for me, it's just always been the consistency. So
now I'm hearing you say that. I'm still willing to bet like you probably had like some bad days or some mistakes or some slip ups over the past year. How did you handle those and how did you override those mistakes and keep on going with the consistency?
Oh, I've definitely had slip ups. I would say within the I don't know, maybe 2-3 months. So I always do my weigh-ins on Saturday. So of course that weigh-ins before my walk. And I can be pretty hard on myself, like most people can.
Sure.
So, you know, you hit the scale and you're like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? I didn't like that number. So it's kind of, it gets into that one-on-one conversation with yourself. You know, that walk starts off a little bit angry. Mm-hmm. You know, you start talking to yourself like, okay, well, what happened? Let's analyze. Let's just talk through it. If somebody was in my brain, they would think I was crazy, but I just talked myself through it. You know, what am I going to do differently next week? I can't change the past, but I can change what I'm doing going forward. Is there something that I did? And then something kind of hits like, ooh, I might've did this or that, but I did measure this. So it's just always about talking to myself, holding myself just responsible for my actions. Cause I'm the only one that can change them.
So I actually don't think that sounds great. Like you talked about how if people could hear what's in my head, they think I was nuts. Right. I actually wish more people would do that. And we talk about this a lot in the program. But like what Tara is describing here is she's started to think like a researcher or an analyst or a detective. Like she's asking herself questions And that's how you start to pick apart these so-called mistakes and unpack them and figure out why they happened so you can get up and keep going. And the next time you're in that same situation, it's either not going to happen or you, maybe you do screw up, but you rebound faster. So it's, I mean, that's the key to the whole thing, is to just have that mindset of like being curious and like wanting to figure out what happened versus judging yourself for it and being like, oh, you're so stupid. You're pathetic. I can't believe you screwed up again. You failed again. That doesn't get you anywhere. That just keeps you stuck.
Absolutely.
She's not in your head.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are, it's the truth. If I don't talk to myself on a daily basis, I'm failing myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to, like you say, I'm not falling off the wagon. It's a mistake. I'm not going to take a couple of weeks off because I'm mad at myself. I'm right. Just picking back up. I'm still going out for the walk. I'm still putting one foot in front of the other because I'm the only one that can do it. No one's going to pat me on the back. Other people might just say, oh, it's okay, but it's not okay to me and I'm going to fix it.
You're just preaching right now. I love it. So for somebody who's listening right now and they're like so inspired and so fired up listening to you and like, okay, well, I want to do that. I want to do that too. What advice would you give them? Because I think, you know, we work with clients who are all along the spectrum, some who have, you know, a little bit of weight to lose, some who have bigger goals, whatever. But somebody who has like those bigger lifestyle change, bigger weight loss goals, they're probably feeling like discouraged and defeated. Like, oh, it's going to take so long. It's going to be so hard. Any words of advice or encouragement for them, like where they should get started and kind of how they should approach this process so that it's different than all like the diets and stuff they've been messing around with?
Absolutely. With the right program, you can do anything with the right mindset. So I believe, you know, you have to invest in yourself because you're worth it. Not every day is going to be easy, but you have to accept the challenge and you have to keep moving forward. You have to also have grace with yourself, which I do on a regular basis. I might get mad at myself, but then 15 minutes later, just let it go. Celebrate every single victory because every single victory is important. You know, we can only change what we can change. There's some things that I cannot change through my fat loss journey, and I have to accept that.
Yeah.
But I celebrate everything, you know, doing a non-modified lunge or something like that, you know, hey, picking up a weight that's 5 pounds heavier than maybe a month prior. So it's just really invest in yourself because this is the only body we have.
Yeah. I love that earlier on in our conversation, you talked about walking and how like you've always loved walking and that was a really easy thing for you to kind of pick up and make part of the lifestyle. Do you also think I don't think it's a coincidence that like when you're on those walks, do you feel like that's good processing time for you? Like good time to think like if you did have a bad week or maybe you did have a good week, is that kind of when your brain has that space to breathe and process all of that? Cause I feel like for a lot of us, that's the magic time when a lot gets worked out in your brain.
That is always my magic time. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I read, you know, reading, you know, 60 plus charts a day, some, you know, some good, some bad.
Yeah.
So once I get out there, I could just literally feel my body starts changing. My brain starts changing, you know, put on a podcast, put on music, do something. And then I feel completely different. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know what I would do without walking. I have not missed one day of walking since I started April 4th of last year.
Gosh,
that's the non-negotiable.
Yeah. But did you ever have a day where you're like, oh, I don't know if I get my walk in and it doesn't feel right.
It's horrible. It's happened multiple times. And I tell people, I'm like, I got to get my walk.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but I got to get my walk. So, but I make it happen. And there are some days I'm like, gosh, I just really don't want to put my foot outside the door. And then 5 minutes later, well, you're going out the door.
Yep.
So absolutely. Just the clarity of it. It's just important.
Yeah. Huge. I think surprise to people that the walking becomes this thing. Initially, I rolled my eyes because I was like, not a walker. I was like, that's not intense enough. That doesn't even count. I don't need that. And those of us who say that, we're actually the ones that need it the most, but it does end up becoming like your magic time to change how you feel and change how you think and like process things. That's why it's part of our program, like a daily walk, even if it's not one chunk. Do you do yours in like one chunk or do you break them up?
You know, it depends. I like to do, you know, 30 minutes at a time, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's not through the week. It's not as easy.
Yeah.
So, like today, of course, I just went ahead and did a full hour to get my steps in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just picked up the pace there and, but yeah, I think even 15 minute increments,
yeah,
because you hit your 10K before you know it, if yep. you do your 15 increments, and then I'll just walk wherever. I'll go to my parents' house, take a walk. I'll go here, take a walk. And next thing you know, you're at like 20,000 steps.
Yep. Yeah. It's crazy.
So mm-hmm.
it all counts. It mm-hmm. all counts. If you've got Absolutely. That like mindset locked in that it's a non-negotiable, like you just find a way.
That's what I tell myself. They're like, oh, let's go do this. I got to get my steps in first.
Can we walk on the way there? Can we walk while Absolutely. There?
Yeah, I don't know what I would do without walking because it's very mind freeing. It's awesome. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, it's been so cool to talk to you and have like 30 minutes of time to just hear your story and hear what an amazing person you are, because I took little bits and snatches, you know, from the conversations that we have on social media, but it's nothing like getting to see you face to face and hear your story. And I think we're going to get so many comments on this podcast and get so many people who are inspired to change their lives because you took this time today to share your story. And I hope you know what a big deal it is, what a big deal you are. And we're so freaking proud of you. And honestly, like you could have done There are lots of great trainers out there, lots of great programs out there, but like the fact that we got to work with you and be part of your story and your journey is like, God, we're so freaking lucky. So however you found us and wherever you chose us, thank you. We've loved working with you. We've loved working with you and you're our people. And I just hope that at least one person listening to this is inspired, but I know there's going to be a lot more.
I hope so too. And I appreciate the opportunity because you all changed my life. I follow all of you on Instagram and it's awesome. You guys have great advice. You keep me going and I love all the personalities.
I love social media because we all get to stay connected. Like we literally have clients all over the world. And even if you're not in a program with us right now, we still get to talk to you all the time. And it's like, we're still hanging out. We're still in the family together. We're still in the community together. And that's key, I think too, when you're changing your habits and your lifestyle is you got to have your people with you.
It's important to have support. Just like my family supports me, you guys support me too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We're all in it together, girl.
I got you. Yeah.
We got you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tara.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love talking to you and we should do this again. Like, let's just get on Zoom and chat. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
None of this like social media back and forth. It's good to see your face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. And we will have more information about opportunities for you to work with us in one of our upcoming programs in the notes under this podcast episode. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If it inspired you like it inspired me, please share it with your friends and family on social media and let more people hear about this very straightforward, very simple approach to changing your life, getting healthier, losing fat, getting stronger. It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be hard. It's just a few simple things done consistently over time. And Tara, you're living proof of what's possible, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you want more information on working with us, head to our website right now, realfitnesstraining.com, and click Get Started. That's where you'll learn about all our programs. Fat Loss Lifestyle School is the best place for you to start. That's our signature program. It's a 6-week online program, and we run it all year long. The next Fat Loss Lifestyle School starts on September 18th. So if you are interested in some results, some lifestyle change, like what you heard Tara talking about, head over to realfitnesstraining.com, click Get Started, and sign up for our email list, for our interest list. You'll be the first to know when registration opens for Fat Loss Lifestyle School. You'll get access to exclusive offers, and it's also a really great way for you to get plugged into our community and start learning more about living a fit, healthy lifestyle that you don't want an escape from. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. We'll see you soon.